Try something really challenging here. This mantra, you have to pay very close attention to it. Sometimes the simplest things are the most challenging. You're going to chant a mantra, and there's only one syllable. And everybody knows it already. And so how do we usually do this? It said usually we start with this, and I'm sorry, we just broke right into this.
Yeah.
We broke right in, and I'm sorry, that was kind of a challenging tune for a lot of people. It's a Bengali tune, and I got excited because in January, he's going to be in Bengal. And then I'm also going to be in Bengal. And Shastra's going to be, we're all going to be together on the bank of the Ganges River doing kirtan together with mandolins and guitars and mridangas. So we just got carried away with the Bengali melody, but you guys did pretty good. I mean,
this is the first time we've ever done a melody together. Let's just try it.
And not to worry, while they're gone, we'll all be here chanting. So we'll be at the Ganges. We'll convert ourselves to the Ganges.
Yeah, we'll have a Ganges party.
Actually, when we chant, we are connected through the mantra to all the other chanters, past, present, and future. This is beyond the influence of time. We really don't understand how time works. Science does not know how time works. Time is the greatest of all teachers, Unfortunately, she kills every one of her students. But when we're, while we are chanting, this is, we're actually touching eternity. And so the mantra we're about to do is eternity. So you can remember this. So let's put everything into it. Usually we like all get together and we could do the holding hands like. We do that at the end. Okay. Now we're just going to focus on the mantra and we'll go, he's in charge, I'm sorry. So you start with your lowest tone that you can get. This causes a vibration in your head. It shakes things up. Close your eyes and chant with your deepest voice. Gradually, as we build up, we can rise to a higher note. Start with the lowest note that you can reach. That really it vibrates everything in your heart. Our body is composed of mostly water, and sound vibrations on water creates beautiful patterns if it's a beautiful sound. Mantras create these lotus flower-like patterns. So if you want, you can feel the vibration on your chest while you're chanting, or you can sit with your hands on your knees like a yogi. All right, we all know the words. There's only one word. Touch the eternal. Take in, we have to let it go. All that comes to us, we have to let it go. We're just passing through. We are eternal. Very little matters that we're worried about.20 minutes of eternity.
Oh, the details, the details.
Details, details.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Thank you. boys. You know what to do. Thank you. Katie?
Sure.
Thank you.